but it was too late to escape. Crouching on the floor of the rear seat, she was taken to the secret hiding place, where she learned that Britt Reed was the Green Hornet. Stunned by her discovery, she told that she had been sent by Britt's father to learn how the young publisher was conducting himself. Now she would have to tell her employer that his son was the Green Hornet. She and Britt wanted to break the crushing news in a way that would hurt the fine old gentleman as little as possible. Linda agreed to say nothing until she met Britt in his office the next morning. The minutes dragged. Britt tried to work, but found himself unable to concentrate.
10 o'clock. Where is that girl? I wonder if I should telephone her.
He paced the floor of his office, looked out the windows, returned to his desk. Another hour went by.
11 o'clock. Oh, at last, that must be her.
Yes, Miss Case, what is it?
Mr. Reed, Adrian Lash is here. He insists on speaking to you about that editorial.
Tell Adrian Lash I meant what I said in that editorial. I have nothing more to say.
Very well, I'll tell him.
Adrian Lash. How unimportant he's become.
Now, see here, Reed, I'll not be brushed off. I want to speak to you.
Come out of there! We told you Reed wasn't to be disturbed.
Never mind, Axford. Come in and close the door.
I'll take him out if you say so.
Wait.
This editorial, I'm advised that you personally wrote it.